You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to the Successful Farming Podcast. I'm Jody Henke. This podcast is brought to you by Trimble, providing user-friendly precision ag technology. The whole premise of precision technology is to plan, execute, track, and record work on the farm to enhance productivity and profitability. But farming technology is moving faster and faster. Our guest today is Simon Knutson, Precision Ag Software and Technology Manager for Vantage Canada. Simon, thanks for being here. How does a producer even begin to start connecting a fleet?
Hi, Jody. Well, probably the first thing is just figuring out a platform and some connectivity pieces to actually make it happen. So we obviously are the Canadian dealer for Trimble. So we have our Trimble solution and we take the displays to begin with. We install usually cellular modems in the machinery and get the displays online. That's really the first step.
So when you're meeting with somebody and talking about AutoSync of critical job data, what sort of things go into that?
AutoSync is a new technology that's just come out fairly recently in the latest generation of Precision IQ Trimble displays. And really what it does is it synchronizes everything, not only between machine to machine, but also back to the office as well. So back to your software that you're running on your computer in the office or that you're accessing on your cell phone. And really when you want to get into precision agriculture, it sounds pretty fundamental, but one of the key things is really having everything in sync and having everything set up the same. Even something as simple as field names, if you've got 10 different pieces of equipment with 10 different displays in each piece of equipment, if the fields aren't named exactly the same in all of those pieces of equipment, if you try and bring all of that data together later on to look at it or analyze it or do cost tracking, yield mapping, things like that, if somebody's spelled the name of the field slightly differently, then you can end up with two fields. If you've got five machines and five operators have spelled the name five different ways, which I have seen, then
oh dear.
Then you end up with, like, as far as the software that's analyzing, it figures, you know, you've got five fields and then you set yourself up for a lot of work to actually deal with that. So it's a fairly fundamental setup procedure. But if you can set up in one place, so maybe you build all of your fields in one machine or you build all of your fields in the Trimble Ag online software, and then that will just synchronize across to everything else and everything gets set up the same from the start. So that's really a fundamental piece and up until now something that we've always struggled with. So this is a good fit. The other benefits in AutoSync really are synchronizing things like guidance lines. If you've got one machine maybe that goes to the field first to prepare the soil, then you have another machine coming in behind you to plant the seed. If they have the ability to share the same guidance line so that they can drive along exactly the same tracks or the same direction, then again that's a huge benefit. And using AutoSync, that's something that will happen. If one machine goes into the field and sets a new guidance line, an AB line, then that will automatically become shared with any other connected displays that are out there. They don't have to be nearby. They could be miles and miles away because it's just sending that data over the internet. So as long as they're connected, then they will receive it.
And what about supporting operators using in-cab technology? Does all this data go directly to their phones? How are you supporting them while they're in the cab?
There are a few different ways. So really what we're seeing now is a drive towards more and more automation. And you know, we're at the point now where we're very close to being able to automate. We have to have somebody in the cab to do the work. And what this is really doing is it's taking away a lot of the requirements for experienced and skilled operators, which are harder and harder to find these days. So with some of the technology, maybe what we can do is we can pre-populate a lot of the information in the display before the operator even gets to the field. So this can all be done ahead of time by the farm manager. For example, the operator can then select a job using a work order function. They can select a job Everything can be preset, so they don't have to worry about getting the correct material or assigning the correct application rates, picking the correct guidance lines, things like that. That can all be predefined so that really you could put a very inexperienced operator in a very, very high-tech, complicated machine and have them operate that machine and really see the benefits and the advantages of the technology that we have. So that's really, I think, where we're headed with a lot of this technology. We can also send things like work orders and information to the operator's phone. They can run the Chimblag mobile app on their phone, and then they can receive a work order which tells them exactly which field they need to go to, which products to apply, and what rates of the particular products that they need to apply as well. So again, it's all about helping the operator, making sure that there's less margin for error, and at the end of the day, making sure that everything is tracked as well. So once the jobs are completed, the data feeds back into the software platform so that the farmer can track it and keep tabs on things like cost of production and key dates and proof of what was done when and where and all things like that.
Yeah, you mentioned with the job planning, especially with the shortage of farm workers that we're seeing everywhere, this is definitely a plus. Now, when we talk about monitoring the status of the work as it's being completed, can the producer go to each one of his machines and see what's being done when, if the work being done is being done in a timely fashion and the way it's supposed to be?
Yes, so there is a fleet tracking function as well that's all part of the Connected Farm and the AutoSync package. And yeah, you can pull up on your phone or on your laptop the location, current location, and the historical locations and data of any piece of equipment in the fleet. So if you want to check on a particular tractor or a particular operator, you can pull that up. You can see where they've been, what the operating state was, if they've been stopped, if they've been driving faster than you would like them to be driving, things like that. You can keep an eye on all of that stuff. You can also even do things like setting a geofence. So if somebody decides to go for a little drive and go home for a nap or something, then you'll get a text message telling you that something's not quite right with that piece of equipment.
Or if they had a six-pack on the combine and, just decided to down it all right there.
That's also possible, yeah. At least you'd be able to find them.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about centralization of a clean data set. Stay tuned. For most farmers, managing day-to-day operations is challenging. It's tough to schedule and keep track of all the field work that needs to get done, keep operators running, and keep records of what's getting done. This is why Trimble built FarmerCore, a software platform that helps farmers plan, execute, track, and record every task or field operation in a simple and easy way. To begin more effectively running your operation today, call your local Vantage or Trimble reseller, or visit agriculture.trimble.com. Simon, when you talk about centralization of a clean data set, what are you referring to here?
So really what we're talking about is getting good data and getting it all into one location. So we might have several pieces of equipment, maybe from different manufacturers, different pieces of technology in those pieces of equipment. And unless we can bring all of that together into one centralized location and actually clean and validate it, make sure that everything is valid, then the data really has very little to no value. So what we're looking at doing is we use the Chimblag software platform as that centralized data storage location. We can bring in, for example, harvest data is a really good example, because often we might see a farm with 3, 4, 5 different combines, and maybe they have a mix of different technologies. So what we really need to be able to do, if we want to make use of that harvest data to show us which fields made more money or where there was room for improvements or where they need to focus on making things better, you really need to be able to bring that data in and take all of the different manufacturers' data, merge it all together, calibrate it all, and clean it, especially with yield data. That's a big thing as well. So using the technologies that we have with AutoSync and Connected Farm lets us bring data together, whether it's automatically, whether it's even the old-fashioned methods of uploading it via USB stick. We can put it all in one place and work with it there and be confident that it's accurate and valid data. And that goes too for just about everything else on the farm. So all of the seeding, spraying, fertility, all of that data now can come into one centralized location. And we have everything in one place and ready to take it to the next level.
When you talk about securely sharing data with partners, a lot of farmers are rather hesitant to share their data because they don't want it to get into the wrong hands. So when you have a fleet of equipment with all this data coming in from all these different machines, how do you ensure that it goes where it needs to go?
With the Trimble Ag software platform, your data is your data. Once an auto-sync connected display is set up to synchronize back, the only place that that data is going is back into your account, and you're the one who has control over that. So the only people that would have access to it would be those that you give your permission to access it, really. So there's no data mining, there's no use of the data at all, really, behind the scenes. It's really just your data and you have control of it. And if you want to share it with anybody, then by all means you can. But there's no access to anybody who you haven't given permission to have that access.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the process of setting up a fleet with precision ag technology from beginning to end. Stay tuned. Now more than ever, farmers across the world are recognizing the importance of saving time, money, and resources. Trimble Select offers farmers a one-stop shop for their hardware and software needs. In order to help farmers with their software and process needs, the initiative also offers third-party software developers to seamlessly integrate farmers' applications into Trimble's Android-based displays. To purchase a product or a solution from a Trimble Select business partner, please contact your local Vantage or a Trimble reseller, or visit agriculture.trimble.com. Simon, take us through the entire process from when a machine goes out to a field to when those data reports are made and all of the machines out there interconnecting together.
Sure, yeah. So let's assume we have a couple of different machines running maybe the same task or two different tasks in a field. So at the very beginning, we've said that we're going to connect the machines and they're going to be hooked up to auto-sync. So the first step might be the farm manager actually creating a work order for each piece of equipment, sending it to the machine, so specifying what the job is, what needs to be done, maybe any products that need to be applied, and those kinds of rates. If there's variable rates, then the zone files can even go with that. So the operator would essentially receive the work order in the cab, go to implement the work order, and then all of that information will automatically be populated into the Precision IQ display. As they're working, the fleet tracking function will be monitoring the positions. So if a manager needed to check on the status of a particular job, where the machine was, how much ground they've covered so far, they'd be able to do that remotely, even checking on things like fuel levels and engine diagnostics, if we've been able to hook up some of the CAN diagnostic cables as well as part of that setup. And you can even see that kind of information. Assuming everything goes well, the job gets completed, the operator taps on the screen to say that the job has been completed, and then all of that job data will flow back into the Trimble Ag software platform, and it'll be ready to be verified in there then. So then that would be where the farm manager or the consultants can come in. They can verify if everything's good, they can just verify it. That job then gets assigned to the field, to the permanent records of what's been done and what's been applied on that field. If they need to make any changes, they can do that. And really, that's just the way that it flows throughout the whole season. So every time if a new field is acquired, then that can be entered into one location, either online or in the display. That's going to sync across to everything else. Any new field boundaries, guidance lines, anything like that are going to be synchronized between all of the different machines. And all of the data, all of the information of what's actually been done throughout the whole season is going to automatically flow back into the software platform as well. So at the end of the year, you have a record of exactly what was done. If you need to provide evidence of that, we have the ability to generate a proof of placement report, which is basically a PDF showing you the coverage map, all of the GPS timestamp information, so you know exactly when the work was done. It'll even pull in weather information as well, so it'll have a record of temperatures, wind speeds, precipitation, things like that will be included in there. And ultimately, at the end of the year, you have a complete record of everything that's been done. And if you've been assigning costs to everything as it's been applied or being entered into the software, then you'll be in a position at the end of the year where you can actually derive your cost of production, profitability by crop, profit by variety, and have a lot of really, really powerful information that up until now, most producers have not had.
It really blows my mind just 20, 30 years ago how different it was and how exciting the next 20 to 30 years might be for precision ag technology. Thanks to Simon Knutson for being my guest, to Trimble for sponsoring the podcast, and thank you for listening. For Successful Farming, I'm Jody Henke.